You are listening to the Slip Punches Show with your host, Damon Gonzalez from Latin Box Sports, your boxing champions.
Hi, good evening, everybody. Damon Gonzalez from Latin Box Sports. We're back in the studios. Great night, great interview. We're looking forward to talking to these two young warriors, these two young fighters that are coming on the show today. Give me a few minutes. I should have both of them on any second. Two decorated amateur fighters that we're looking forward to talking to. And it's Kayla Gomez and Diego Bengochea. They should be joining us any minute now on the Slip Punches Show. And this, again, it's very exciting that we speak to fighters, promoters, matchmakers, everybody, fans, you know. If anybody that's a fan that follows, that's interested in coming on the Slip Punches Show, man, just hit me up in my inbox. We're definitely looking forward to chatting with you and chopping it up and talking boxing and sports. And it's the show's for everybody, you know. So we're looking forward to it, and we thank you. We thank you, all the followers and everybody that's involved with participating in the show. And it's good. It's great for the sport of boxing. So we're, again, looking forward to talking to these two young champions. They should be joining us any second now. So today we had Damon Allen Jr. on the show, and we had Jasmine Ortega. Those were two very, very nice fighters that joined us today on the show, and it was great interviews, and we got to hear some stuff and what's going on with them and what have you in their careers, and I love it, man. I love it. I love communicating with the boxers and reaching out to them, and it's good for them, and it's good for the fans, definitely. Big shout out once again. We got Top Rank Boxing tomorrow night on ESPN. We're looking forward to that. Some really, really good fights. WBA title fight as Andrew Maloney defends his title against Joshua Franco. Tough Golden Boy fighter, man. We had him on the show about couple of days ago, and Joshua Franco, really humble kid, but he's very focused. He's very focused, and he's ready to take home that title. So we're definitely looking forward to that. Looking forward to him joining us. So if you guys kindly give me a few minutes, we should have them on with us. Here we go. All right. Hey guys, you're far away. Come a little closer. How are you?
What's up, Damon? How you doing?
Good, and yourself?
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to the Split Punches Show.
What's up,
thank
man?
You. Nice to be here.
I want
to
thank you for having us on the show, man.
Thank you. Look at just take a second and kindly, your director there that's handling the phone, back up a little and let's take a look at all those trophies. Yeah, I want everybody to take a look at this. Take a look at that. You see? Guys, this is what it's all about right here. This is definitely what it's all about. Very nice. Very nice. Kayla, Damon, Diego, once again, thank you. Thank you for coming on the show. And I want to be the first on behalf of Latin Box Sports to congratulate both of you. Both of you are very decorated, applicated fighters. Don't think that us writers don't follow you, because we do. I'm a big boxing fan, not just in the pros, but in the amateurs too. And I got to give a shout out to both of you. Starting with you, Kayla, you have a tremendous decorated career. You've won Golden Gloves. You've won Nationals. You know, you've won so, so many tournaments. How gratifying is that at your age to be exactly where you need to be in your career?
Very honoring. I mean, I work very hard. You know, this is not given, and I'm just blessed that I get to enjoy my dream. This is all I ever wanted.
Now again, you know, you stay very busy, and we follow you guys and we see how active you are in your careers and what have you. And how awesome is that? You know, you have a cool nickname. What's that nickname you have?
Truth.
You.
The Truth.
The Truth. Where'd you get that nickname, The Truth?
Because everybody thinks that I'm easy because I look like girly, or, you know, I'm a girl. And then when they step in the ring, they're like, oh, she's the truth, you know?
Now, you two spar with each other, but we'll get to that point in a minute.
Sure.
Diego, how are you doing, man? We definitely, again, you know, we praise both of you as young, up-and-coming stars of the sport of boxing. And I like to kindly address with you, you know, right before all the corona stuff happened and what have you, you know, you came off of a great tournament that you fought in, and we'd like you to expand about that. I know you blooded the kid up. So, you know, we'd like you to expand on how that last experience was for you.
That fight meant a lot because that tournament, I wanted to attend Team USA. I've never been on Team USA before, and unfortunately, I didn't get the victory, but I still fought hard, you know, and I, like, gave it all. But next year, next December, I'm going to be back at it. This COVID-19 is not stopping me. I'm always working hard, and I want that Team USA title.
You know, both of you fighters as young athletes, you know, you behave in the ring and watching your focus and watching YouTube fights and watching how you conduct yourself. You definitely act a lot older than what you are now. You're both our teens, and you're really at a great time of your lives. Kayla, are you guys having fun with this boxing career?
Yes, I love it. I love to work out. I mean, it's just really fun for me. It's a dream. I'm living the dream. You know how people say, you never got to work if you love what you do? This is what I do, and I love it.
Now, you two definitely feed off each other. Earlier today, I was watching on Facebook, and you guys were in the car rocking the reggaeton, and you were just, like, having a good time, like, really enjoying your lives.
It's all about having fun.
Is that what it's all about, Diego? I mean, really, man, it's fun to watch. Express yourself on that.
A lot of people take the sport too serious, you know? Like, they take it so hard when you lose or when you win, they show out. But you just got to have fun no matter what, you know? Even if it's in the ring or with your sparring partner or somebody you hate in the sport, you just always got to have fun with that person no matter what, you know? It's a great sport to meet new friends and just have fun with whoever you're with.
Now, definitely. Kayla, let me ask you, in the pros, in women boxing, in male boxing, who are the fighters that you look at and say, hey, wow, yeah, that's a great fighter. Who are your likes? Who are the ones that draw a lot of attention to you, Kayla,
my favorite
in the pros?
Because of his heart, you know, when he steps in the ring, he's a different animal. You know, you see him and he's
a
great animal, you know? Lomachenko, his footwork is extraordinary, you know, freaking, I want to be like that, you know, as a girl, I want to be like Lomachenko and also have Mike Tyson's heart. And I say, as a female, I love Katie Taylor, Amanda Serrano, you know, those are the boxers I love.
Well, let me tell you, that's definitely high up there in the best in the sport. Lomachenko, somebody mentioned to me the other day, he's like a comet. A comet that shoots through the stars. Once you see it, you see it. When it's gone, it's gone. So you have to enjoy watching it at the moment, you know? So that's pretty cool. How about you, Diego? Talk about, you know, the stars and the pros that you kind of like and say, man, that's some great fighters. Because we're all definitely fans of the sport.
I like Lomachenko as well. I love his footwork, and I like his hand speed. I think he has a lot of heart as well. He has a defeat in his record, but if you watch him, he looks like he's undefeated. He looks like a great champion out there, and he doesn't let that one stop him. You know, he keeps going and he keeps taking all these guys out. I like Mike Tyson as well. I like his heart. I like the way he fights, his head movement, and his power. And he came from a rough start in his career, but
yes.
Doesn't let it stop him. He keeps going. It makes him work harder, you know?
Now, you both are extremely, extremely dedicated. And you can see that in the pedigree through all your work in all your tournaments. And what we're going to start with, of course, is the questions of Kayla, starting with you, the team around you, you know, having your parents around you, having your team around you. How gratifying is that? Talk about the growing process with having them be by your side through your career, because that's really awesome.
Well, you know, boxing is a mental sport, and it's mentally, it's hard sometimes. So I just want to thank my family, my mom, of course. She, you know, she gets me through those tough times when you think you can't do it, when you think, you know what, maybe I'm not that type of fighter, maybe I'm not the truth. Then you have your team to be like, you know what, you worked hard, and you've won, you're be on Team USA, 12-time national champion, come on. And you just got to remember those things. Sometimes, you know, mentally, you're just like, I'm not doing good right now. And your team boosts you up. And I'm just grateful for that. I wouldn't be the person I am without them.
Definitely, definitely. How about you, Diego? Talk about your team and your family and everybody around you that makes Team Diego work.
What I like about my team is that none of us boxed before. When I first started doing sports, I just did football. I stopped doing football and we got into boxing. And we started from the bottom. We didn't know what we were doing. My dad started learning all these new tricks on the pads. He started like learning from seeing other coaches. And we all got better as that. And then my mom came in. He started joining too, and my brother coaches me as well. It just means a lot to, like, we came from nothing, you know, and like we just keep working from now on, you know. We never stop and we keep going.
That's definitely awesome, and it's great to hear. And I see that big Texas flag in back of you too, which is really cool.
Chilean flag.
Very nice. Very nice. So, guys, listen, starting, I always ask the fighters to take a moment in the interview and take a moment to just, starting with you, Kayla, of course, connect with your fans, connect with the boxing world, and give them a shout out, because they watch you from all over the world. Make no mistake about it. Both of you.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to all my fans, my supporters, you know. I wouldn't be able to go to these tournaments or anything without them, you know, donating and everything. I wouldn't be able to do it with you guys, and I'm just so appreciative of your help. So thank you.
Awesome. And you, Diego?
All my fans as well. Without them, I wouldn't be able to attend these tournaments. They always support me on social media. You make sure to follow me at Facebook, Diego Mango Chat, Instagram, Gino2Savage, and just keep the supporting. I want to keep the supporters going up, you know. It's going to only get better from now on.
Definitely. Carla, what are your Instagram handles, and how can people follow you as well?
You can follow me on Kayla Gomez, and you can follow my grandma, Cindy Aceves.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, when you're preparing for a tournament and you guys, like, of course, both of you champions are raising funds and stuff like that, are you doing, like, GoFundMe accounts, or how is it that you can connect your fans? Do we learn this on your Facebook? How do we find out?
Usually, every like a month before a big national tournament, I'll usually make a GoFundMe on my Facebook. That's where you can find it, at Diego Bingo Chair.
That's awesome. And that's the same with you, Kayla?
Facebook, GoFundMe, Cindy Aceves.
Awesome. Awesome, man. It's really an honor to have you guys on the show, because, you know, honestly, this is what it's all about. You know, you're sincerely the future of the sport of boxing. You know, you're the future of the sport of boxing. And there's a lot in the sport that's so much there to reach. And all those trophies and medals and everything around you, that's just the beginning chapters. And we're so excited for you. You know, we're so excited for you in the sport, you know, because things like this start to happen, you know, things like the green belt, the WBC, you know, other big belts and big opportunities and stuff like that start to transition in your lives and what have you. So it's super, super awesome. Now, you two, of course, you feed off of each other and you work off of each other in the gym. I took some notice to some of your shots and stuff. How awesome is that? Talk about that experience with each other, because you're really learning from each other so much.
Well, you know, Diego's an experienced fighter. He's amazing, you know, and to be able to step in the ring with him was, it was amazing. I mean, we went blood, sweat, and tears, you know, we put everything into it, and that's why we're champions, because, you know, we work with each other, we, you know, we help each other when one is, you know, and it's just, it's amazing.
And Diego, would you like to comment on that as well?
Yes, sir. It means a lot to work with Kayla. She's one of the best females in the sport. She has multiple national championships. And like she said, none but blood, sweat, and tears. And no matter what, we never get mad at each other. It's all fun, you know? No beef on this sport. It's all fun. It's all fun, you know, with us.
That's awesome. And I like to mention, too, and I took notice when watching some of your training, social media and stuff like that, with everything happening, you guys are doing everything you can to be safe, to make sure that you're both safe, to make sure your team's safe. And that's great all the way across the board, because that sends such a right message out there, you know?
Sir.
Yes, sir.
Definitely. Listen, again, Latin Box Sports, Damon Gonzalez, we're so, so delighted and happy to have you both come on the show, because we definitely hope to see more of you.
Oh, sir, we'll hope to see you again soon, Damon.
Definitely. We appreciate you, and keep on punching, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you both. Take care.
Yeah. Thank you, supporters.
You got it. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Yes, sir. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Damon Gonzalez of Latin Box Sports, thank you so much. I appreciate you guys tuning in to this special interview with two great, great amateur fighters that we are following with many other. They're awesome individuals, and they're great for the sport. They all are, you know. So we appreciate everybody, and we thank you for tuning in to the Slip Punches show. Thank you. On behalf of Latin Box Sports, Damon Gonzalez, you have a great evening and have a good night. Thanks a lot for joining.